I'd like to welcome with us Linda Ramsden from ICAD, the director of ICAD UK, who will speak briefly about ICAD work in the UK, and who will have an appeal for donations for ICAD. This is a very important thing. So I hope none of you brought coins with him or her tonight. We don't accept coins. And I have to repeat my boring statement every time. We know where you live, so if you don't donate generously, we know where to find you. Linda is with you.
So first of all, I have to start by thanking Uma Shear and Sheffield PSC and really all the guests for coming tonight. This is the very first time that ICAD UK has been to Sheffield to be able to explain our work. So we're really delighted to be here. And therefore, we have come with just some news on ways in which you can get to know us better. And the first thing is to let you know that if you're ever in Jerusalem, do connect with ICAD. They have the opportunity for you to go on a half-day tour where you will be guided by an Israeli going into the occupied territories, and they will explain a bit what this matrix of control really consists of on the ground. You know, it's not until you actually go and really see for yourself that you can understand just the magnitude of what the occupation is like. And certainly for me, I changed my entire perspectives. I did a 180-degree turn in how I viewed what's happening there by going there. And also, if you aren't going with a group that you know of or going independently, we do have study tours that we organize, and we do these in conjunction with ICAD, and they're about 9 or 10 days, and we have a flyer out on our stall and tell about it. So these are an opportunity to get real in-depth analysis about the occupation and the opportunity to meet with people on both sides of the divide. So it's very unique. Then we have a whole range of resources with us this evening, from films, DVDs, leaflets, booklets, books, and I'll just point out three. One of them is Counter Rhetoric. It's only £1. And this takes slogans that you hear so often, especially on the news, when they're referring to what's going on. And you'll hear Israelis being interviewed, and they'll say, oh, all Palestinians are terrorists. Palestinians don't want peace. You know, and then it's reframed from a human rights perspective by Jewish people from ICAD. So it's a powerful tool for you to keep in your handbag at all times or to give to friends that don't know about the occupation. Then two books by Jeff. And as he's here from Jerusalem, you might want to use this opportunity to buy these books and get him to sign as well. We have an Israeli in Palestine, Resisting Dispossession, Redeeming Israel. Now, what is unique about this book is it also includes Jeff's story on how he moved from being this Israeli Jew living over in Jerusalem to doing what he is now. He describes it as going through a membrane when he witnessed Salim's house being demolished and has made him do what he is today. Okay.
No, I just want to remind our the Muslims who are fasting among us that we have dates and orange juice. It's nearly time, so please help yourselves if you wish. Don't feel you have to stay if you want to break your fast. It's outside there.
Okay, that's okay. I'm almost done. And then we have this book, which is just hot off the press. It's called Obstacles to Peace, a Reframing of the Palestine-Israel Conflict. And this is the latest edition with updates by Jeff. Many people describe this as the Bible in describing the occupation. It's full of the maps that you saw. There's 14 maps, there's photographs, and explains a bit of the history, and it takes you right up to explaining the roadmap and even a bit about Obama and being elected. So it's a tremendous resource book. It's worth every single penny if you'd like to buy that. But as it has been mentioned, this is also an opportunity this evening to donate to ICAT's work. You've heard how our work, well, we're not a charity, because our work is toward ending the occupation. We do not compromise our message at all. It's an apartheid situation. We're seeing ethnic cleansing happening. You know, and so we, you know, do this work, rebuilding houses, providing analysis to help people understand what's going on. Now, Jeff, being a professor of anthropology, comes from this unique standpoint in being able to observe and explain what's happening. His analysis is much sought after by politicians, diplomats, religious leaders, NGOs, international media. He's just come from the Greenbelt Festival, where he was put on a platform in front of 10,000 people. Yesterday, we were back in Portcullis House. He was giving a briefing to conservatives, the ones that are around William Hague, David Lidington, the main conservative head office. He's going to be speaking at the Labour Party conference this year. Last year, he was at the Lib Dem Party conference. In October, he's going to be back on Capitol Hill. Now, that just shows you the type of people of influence that Jeff is also able to get to. And coming, speaking as an Israeli Jew, you know, is powerful to show there's an alternative voice. So when I say that we are not compromising our message, funding is tough, we're asking you to help us now to keep going so we can see this occupation end. Thank you very much. Give generously.